Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have a very, very special guest. This is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited who has been a member for about a year, actually a little over a year. So, but I'll tell you what I love about Cindy is the fact that she came to Lifestyles Unlimited, even though she had a bunch of real estate experience, and we're going to get into that on today's show. But more importantly, she came to Lifestyles Unlimited to make a change in her life. And I'll tell you what, based on the information she sent me prior to the show, holy smokes, she has been kicking butt and taking names and doing the things that she needs to do to change her retirement horizon. I mean, she's managed to get herself invested in several multifamily deals outside of where she lives, and she just happens to live in the great state of Tennessee. She also is going after some what we call single family properties, except in her world, they're actually going to be fourplexes, and they're going to throw off better cash flow than possibly a regular single family home might do. And to top that off, she's actually got her eyes laser focused on a, I believe it's a 17-unit apartment community, but we're going to get into that too, because what we want to do today is we want to get inside the mind of Cindy, and we want to understand what she's doing to change her retirement paradigm. So with no further ado, let me bring Cindy on. Cindy, are you there?
I am.
It is.
Hi,
such,
how are you?
Oh, I'm awesome. It is such a pleasure to have you on the show today. I mean, I think it's so cool that you have made a radical change in your life. I mean, you were doing something that, as I understand it, you love to do, which is to sell real estate. But somewhere along the line, somebody put a bug in your ear and said, maybe there's a different way. So let me have you tell your story. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what it's like to be a licensed real estate agent and to sell real estate. And then what caused you to change gears and actually come over to our side of the fence?
Yeah, so to be a realtor here in Nashville, our market is just booming, and it has for years. It's just not stopped. We have thousands of people moving here for numerous reasons, but nevertheless, it's kept me extremely, extremely busy. And because as a realtor, it's a 24/7 job. I mean, I've been on the phone at midnight with talking clients off the edge. I've been on the road driving around previewing properties for them. It's a never ending life, and you work all the time, and it's very difficult to get off or have a day off. And with that, I happen to have a client that was moving from Texas, and they happened to be members of a Lifestyle Members. And as you get to know your clients and build friendships, I started asking what they did for a living. And of course, when they told me they invested in real estate, that, you know, piqued my interest, and I started asking them questions, and it kind of fell from there. I kept asking, and then I would ask for a little more information, and then a little more information, and finally, one day, Lee said, you know, I'm doing a two-day seminar. Why don't you come listen? So I did. I drove down to Atlanta where he was doing it, and I was sold. I was like, ah, that's it. That's the thing I'm looking for to move my life in that direction.
So what was your retirement game plan as a realtor, as well, and I should say as a self-employed realtor, because if you are a realtor, I mean, there's very few places where you actually work on a salary. Isn't that correct?
Right. Yeah, I'm self-employed as a realtor, and it not only is it taxing mentally, physically, it's literally taxing because you pay a lot of tax on your income. And so I went from the more I made, the more tax I was having to pay. So that was putting less in my retirement fund. And then as the market would go up and down, I was seeing my investments go up and down, and it's a tough cycle. Anybody who's invested in the market, and that's your life retirement, it's hard to see it go down, especially when you're approaching retirement age.
Well, I think all of us are approaching retirement age. It's just some of us might be getting there a little later than others. Some of us are getting there sooner. And, you know, when we say we can help you retire in 5 years or less at Lifestyles Unlimited, did that sound like a lot of hype to you?
It sounded like, okay, that happens to just, you know, one in 100 or 1 in 1,000, you know. It's an anomaly kind of deal. So I didn't expect that I would be able to do it in 5 years. But I was hoping, you know, that I would get there soon.
Well, I'll tell you what, based on what you've done in the last year, I think you're on a lightning fast path to not only meeting your goals, but exceeding them. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Cindy about some of the things that she has done to change her life. We'll be back right after this.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, I have Cindy on, and Cindy has been a licensed real estate agent for quite a long time. I won't tell you how long, but she's sold a ton of real estate. I mean, she has worked primarily in the luxury home market and in the new construction market. Those are her specialties, but she also has clients that are investors, and she assists those individuals with finding property too. So, you know, what I found out is that she has an incredible baseline of information that she can draw from based on all of that experience. But Cindy, I got to ask you the $64,000 question. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So when you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and you said you drove all the way down to Atlanta to go through our two-day financial freedom seminar that Lee Reeves was providing, what was that educational experience like for you?
At the two-day seminar, the way he explained how it works. Now, he didn't have to sell me on real estate because I know real estate is good because that's what I do for a living. But what he explained was how the various ways of making your or the income that you make, how it's actually because of the tax, I guess, deferral, so to speak, that actually you don't have when you're either a W-2 employee or self-employed like myself. The difference was just phenomenal. That piece was huge to me. That's what gave me my moment of, okay, I know real estate's the way to go. I just didn't know how to do it. And I wasn't liking the direction of being a realtor and working 60 plus hours a week was going, especially as I'm approaching retirement. And this was just eye-opening. But
yeah,
he was...
I could see that. I mean, you know, considering the fact, I mean, if you're in the luxury home market, when you sell a property, I would assume the commission is pretty sizable. But then when you sit down and you take your expenses off of that, you still have a sizable amount that the IRS wants to tax you on. And that appears a couple of ways. It appears as, you know, ordinary taxes based on, you know, whatever your tax bracket is. And then you get the benefit of being able to pay both sides of Social Security and Medicare, do you not?
Yeah. Yes, that benefit is there.
Yeah, but when we buy real estate, you know, when we do it correctly, the money that comes in passively can be offset by the depreciation you take on those particular structures. And, you know, what's left over is very nominal, if any, tax liability. Is that what you've been experiencing?
Yes. Of course, I haven't been a member a full tax year yet. So, but yeah, that's how it's going to be when I go to do my income tax return for 2020. I'll have a lot of more passive income to offset. Hopefully, help my my federal. Social Security and Medicare that I'll have to pay on the other side.
Yeah, I think you're in for a great opportunity. Of course, your CPA would know a lot better than I would, and I don't even want to pretend to understand your income structures. But you've got a good news story waiting for you when it comes to the returns on your real estate. Trust me on that. Been there, done that. So one of the things that you decided to do was you decided to upgrade to the Preferred Investor Group membership. And when you did that, you decided to become a passive investor in real estate. Now, what caused you to go down that route first?
Well, I wanted to start learning about multifamily. And I thought the best way to learn was by passively investing and having that connection and seeing what the lead investor on the project that I invested in, what they were doing and how they were running things. And I thought that would be a good way. And while I did the passive certification first, I went ahead and did the multifamily, knowing that that was probably the route I wanted to go at that, you know, at the beginning. I just felt like I would learn a lot by having leads lead investors to watch, I guess, from the sidelines.
And have you been getting that education?
Oh, absolutely. I've learned so much. And the nice thing about it is that, they're extremely busy, and so you hate to hound them with questions as a newbie, so to speak, trying to learn. But they've all been so extremely helpful, answering questions, you know, without bombarding them. It's incredible the projects that they take on and the things that you have to do when you're doing, rehabbing a large apartment complex. But just reading the emails and seeing the steps that they've taken, just that in and of itself has been a wealth of information. And having the resources to ask, just outside of those three passives that I've invested in, just having the group, the lifestyle member group, to ask questions and to lean on there's a plethora of information out there, and they're also very helpful to answer.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's pretty cool the way we share information. It's like, you know, if you were McDonald's and I was Burger King, I would not let you into my back room and show you all the numbers. But, you know, we take a different approach at Lifestyles Unlimited. We share information. We open our books. We try and help each other to learn and advance. And I mean, is that the experience you've had?
Hands down, I have asked questions because when you're new, and like we were talking before, I tend to just dive into things I don't tiptoe in, and so within the first month or two of being a member and having my multifamily certification, I was looking at buying a multifamily property. and I didn't know where to go.
Oh, well, I think you know the answer to that. Hey, we're getting ready to go to break. When we come back, we're going to get back inside the mind of Cindy right after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, if you're just joining us, you have the opportunity to get inside the mind of Cindy. Now, Cindy is a Lifestyles Unlimited member. She's based out of Tennessee. And you know what's really neat about Cindy? She also raised her hand not too long ago and said, you know what? I want to help members in my neck of the woods. And by doing that, I'm willing to serve as an ambassador for Lifestyles Unlimited. So one of the things that we'll talk to Cindy about before the show's over is what this ambassador thing is all about. But right now, Cindy, I want to get into those deals that you got into. Well, I know I can't get into those deals because those deals are already gone, but I want to talk about the deals that you selected as a passive investor. What was the first deal that you found that really just struck home with you and you said, that's the deal I need to be in? Tell me about that deal.
Well, that was I had just gotten my passive certification, so it was, oh gosh, I joined in October and had my passive investment certification by the end of the month, and this first opportunity came along in Houston, and I liked that it was a little bit of a hybrid. It was a property that had actually been owned by a previous Lifestyle member, so I felt like it was a good, solid, well taken care of property, and it was a I felt like a good transition for me to learn. And so I jumped in on that one in November of last year.
How big was that property?
It was a little under, I think it was like a little over 100 doors. Not real big like some of the other ones, but a good size.
So then, what was it about that particular deal that caught your eye? I mean, was there the ability to provide cash flow? Was it the ability to do maybe a cash out refinance at the back end? What were the specific things that made you say that's the first deal for me?
Yeah, so it does cash flow. Like I said, it was owned by a previous lifestyle member who was selling it within the group. And so that being said, I felt like there wasn't a huge amount of deferred maintenance and bigger ticketed items that was going to need to be done. I felt a little safer, if you will. I lived in Texas for many years, so I was really familiar with the area it was in. And I just felt like because there wasn't a lot of deferred maintenance but there was a little bit of opportunity to do some things to make the property better. It was when we would go to sell and the return we were going to get on it. So that all of those things were just felt right. And so I did it. I read all the paperwork that there's a lot of information that they provide you to make, you know, help you make your decision on whether you want to invest with them. Them meaning a lead, the PPOs, and it felt good. I liked the area. I liked the opportunity it had. I liked that it was providing cash flow already, and the numbers in 3 years looked great. So I did it.
That's awesome. So what did you select for your second investment? Tell me about that deal.
So my second investment was a bigger property, a little over, I think it was 140 to 50 units, something like that. But the difference in this one is it's a little outside, close to the Sherland area outside of Houston. And again, I was familiar with the area. This one was a little bit more room for opportunity. The property, it was a little scarier, but it was, the returns looked better. So I did all the same things. I went through, looked at all the numbers, and I just felt like, wow, this one's got even better growth potential. This, you know, it just, I was getting excited because by that time, this was actually within the same month of my first investment. This one came along and I got really excited and I jumped right in. I felt like I liked everything that the lead had done and said and the direction that he felt he could take the property. And it was exciting. It's just exciting to see something that has that great of opportunity. And again, more projects that he had to work on, or I guess bigger deferred maintenance type situations for improving the property. So I felt like that was another way of learning, seeing what's important. I mean, it's reading something and then seeing it follow through is reading. All the educational material that Lifestyles offers, but then seeing a lead take it through those very steps is it's great to see, and it's exciting because it's just more knowledge that I have.
And yeah, it's... Go ahead. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just going to say, you know, it's I can hear it in your voice. You know, it's like the first one was cool, but the second one was cooler because it's got more components to it. It's got more things that really are meeting your investing goals and objectives. Is that not correct?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly it. And, you know, as a newer member, everything I was reading at that time, and even now, but especially then, everything I was reading on the portal of on the educational side was learning. It was a learning opportunity. So when I had somebody that was actually that I was invested with, that was communicating with me on what they were doing, that was just made it all come to fruition and kind of full circle in what all those clips meant, or you know, the mini seminars that that Lifestyles has. It's helpful when you actually see it in real life, I guess is a better way to put it.
Yeah, it's nice when you can actually put your eyes on the target and understand what's going on. So tell me about that third deal you got into. What got you going on that one?
So that one was just a juicier one that had a lot more opportunity in that what they had to do and at the price that they were getting it at. And, you know, it was just, again, I knew the area. This was up in Irving, Texas. And it just, everything was just that much more exciting than, it was like the first one was good. I was getting my feet wet and understood. And then the second one was like, oh, this is great. This is going to have a great return. And then the third one came along and it was like, oh gosh, this can't get any better.
So, yeah, there's nothing better than seeing everything that you're taught actually go into play. And we come back from the break, we're going to get into fourplexes right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So, Cindy, I've got to ask a question that I know the listeners are wanting the answer to. Why did you make the decision to invest in a fourplex after you had already seen what passive investing could do for you in multifamily apartment communities?
Yeah, that's actually a great question, because I felt like that stepping into a quad or a fourplex would help me learn on a smaller scale, but learn meaning hands-on on what it meant to manage and run an apartment complex, so to speak, but on a very, very, very small scale of that. And it just felt like the natural progression. And I can see that there's more to do or more learning to be had at a larger complex. But I think a quad for me was just a natural step to the next level.
Yeah, I can follow that logic because, I mean, the operational piece of the business model is pretty much the same whether you have one unit or you have 1,000 units. Now, of course, with 1,000 units, you can bring staff on and things like that. But, yeah, you know, you get the business system operating. You're working with 4 units, and therefore it's not terribly difficult to figure it out. And then you can scale it up as you move on to additional investments.
Right. And that's been my mindset on the goal, I guess. Instead of watching it from the sidelines, watching a lead do it, I could maybe do it on a smaller scale and learn hands-on.
So how's that been working out for you? I mean, if I'm correct, and I read everything correctly, you've already got one fourplex under your belt, and you're pursuing a couple more, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, so I'm in the due diligence of another one. And I'm also pursuing gathering information on a 14 unit, but that 14 unit is a complete rehab, so it'll be a whole different type of entity to tackle.
So you're not shy about going after bigger and better stuff.
No, it's fun. It's challenging. It's leading me down the direction and the path to my goals. And this was the way to get there. So I'm thankful that I came across Lee and Claire to introduce me to lifestyle.
Yeah, they kind of got the ball rolling for you. But you've been working with Nicole as your mentor, have you not?
That's correct.
How's that relationship been working out? Is have you been getting what you need out of the mentoring side of the house?
Oh, absolutely. She's been able to answer my questions. I send her, you know, the performance or the MSQ form that we have, and she's been able to help me look for things that you may not, especially in an older property, that you may not think, you know, especially there's been a couple that I've come across, and you know, she's learned the hard way herself, and so she's passed that on to me. You know, don't do what we did, and you know, be sure you look for XYZ, or does this make sense to you? And we just kind of walk through what I've done, what I've looked at, that kind of thing, and then you know, she's helped me fine tune, and that's been nice.
I really like the fact that, you know, we have mentors available to us that we can bounce ideas off of. And, you know, what I found is that they have a tendency to help me save a lot of money because I don't make dumb mistakes that I may have made had I not consulted with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's knowledge and experience that they have that I don't. And, you know, they were in my shoes at one point. So that's been something that, you know, when somebody can pass that kind of help and knowledge on to you, it helps.
Yeah, I agree. So you put that ambassador hat on, And you basically told Lifestyles Unlimited, there's nobody in my area, but I know there's other investors out here. What I'd like to do is I'd like to take charge, and I would like to assist those members in my area. So what is it like to be an ambassador? What does it do?
Well, it's pretty much what you just said. So, you know, Nashville's been a smaller market, but we're growing significantly as far as the membership. And it helps us put all of us together. And so I'm just the middleman that's orchestrating the people to get together and share ideas. And the unfortunate part is COVID hit, and so we haven't been able to meet face-to-face, but we've done phone calls and texts and emails, that kind of thing. And now that my email is on the ambassador list, those new members that are here can reach out to me, and you know, I put them in, and it allows me to help them in getting the information that they need, or areas that, or I'm sorry, meetings that we might be having, that kind of thing. So it's growing. It's been nice. It's growing a lot, and I know the area, so that's been helpful, because there's a few of our newer members that are new to Tennessee. So just that, helping them with that is something that I've seen has been a bigger question that's come through for the newer members. So I'm looking forward to our next get together.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, when do you guys think that, you know, once the governors make their decisions and stuff, but when do you think you might have that opportunity to bring everybody together face to face?
Well, there's we're hoping next month. There's a member that has offered to host our next get together. So, with that, I think next month or within the month we'll be able to do it. We've just all been, you know, we were kind of, everything started freeing up, and then there was a kind of a, not a relapse, but a tightening up, and so everybody got a little bit worried again, like we needed to wait and kind of see what maybe the schools are going to do and that kind of thing. But I think we're on the right path, so our numbers have leveled off enough that I think we're okay.
Yeah, I think we're all hoping for that across the entire nation. You know, we went through the same thing down here in Texas. You know, everything seemed to be lightening up, then all of a sudden the second wave hit, and boom, we were back in lockdown. But we're trying to get back out ourselves down here. So let me switch gears on you a little bit, and let me talk about legacy. What do you hope to do for the ones that you love based on all of your real estate investing efforts?
Like my family?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that, you know, they've seen what I'm doing, or they're watching what I'm doing, and they get excited. So I'm hoping that on one aspect, they see how they can have the financial freedom by following the lifestyle group methodology. And on a second note, I will be freer and be able to spend more time with them and creating memories with my grandchildren, and having the time to do that is important to me.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. That one asset that we have little or no control over is that asset of time, but you're buying yours back by investing in real estate, and it is awesome. Cindy, we're at the end of the show, and I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be a part of what we're doing today. I think you've made a difference in somebody's life. And remember, if you would like to do what Cindy has done, check us out at freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.